USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
The Iowa Democratic Party says they plan to release a majority of the caucus results at 5 o'clock Eastern Time today. The Iowa Democratic Party says the underlying data collected through the app was sound, but only partial data was reported. That was due to a coding issue in the recording system. There's a lot of talk about this potentially being the last time Iowa will hold the first-in-the-nation caucuses. However, Iowa Republican Senator Chuck Grassley says not so fast.
I would say as long as Iowa stick together in a bipartisan way, that 2024 we will be having the first-in-the-nation caucuses.
A winter storm bringing snow and ice from the southern plains to the northeast is expected to make travel treacherous for the next few days, and President Trump delivering the State of the Union address on Tuesday night. And you're listening to USA Radio News.
Most of you know that heart disease is the number one silent killer in the U.S. What if I told you for just $54.95 a month you could fight against heart disease naturally? At Heart and Body Extract, we've been helping thousands of people get back to a healthier heart. Don't just take my word for it. Check out all of the success stories at hbextract.com. Or to order, call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. hbextract.com. Don't risk it when you can take charge of it.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full-body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll-free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.
After nearly 6 months since the inquiry was launched by House Democrats, their impeachment case will be closed with a Senate vote tomorrow. USA Radio Network's Chris Barnes reports.
There's unlikely to be any suspense leading up to the vote, as all Republicans are expected to vote to acquit President Trump on both of the articles. Senate Majority Leader Mitch McConnell says that's how he's voting.
I urge every one of our colleagues to cast a vote. The facts, the evidence, the Constitution, and the common good clearly require vote to acquit the president.
His Democratic counterpart, Chuck Schumer, says Republicans are ignoring the truth.
The charges are extremely serious. To interfere in an election, to blackmail a foreign country.
For USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.
The battle over convicted sex offender Jeffrey Epstein's estate continues. The Attorney General for the Virgin Islands wants to seize Epstein's two private islands and put a lien on them. His estate is fighting the liens. And you're listening to USA Radio News.
With a recession ending, if you've been putting off building your business, now is the time to act. General Steel will meet or beat any price on a pre-engineered steel building of the same size and specifications. Act now, before steel prices go up. So call us today for free information.
Call 800-965-1290. 800-965-1290, 800-965-1290.
UK Prime Minister Boris Johnson is calling for an end to the Liberal automatic early release of convicted terrorists. USA Radio Network's John Clemens reports.
20-year-old Sadesh Aman was shot dead by police after he went on a stabbing rampage on a busy South London street that left three people injured. UK Prime Minister Boris Johnson said typically convicted terrorists have been released halfway through their sentence, but that must come to an end.
But I hope people understand that the anomaly we need to clear up is the process by which some people are still coming out under automatic early release without any kind of scrutiny or parole system.
Islamic State militants have claimed responsibility for this latest attack. I'm John Clemens.
The Super Bowl champion Kansas City Chiefs are back in Kansas City preparing for a parade on Wednesday. But Patrick Mahomes, Chiefs quarterback and MVP, stayed in Florida, where he was honored during a parade at Walt Disney World. Mahomes talks to ABC's Good Morning America about a tweet he sent years ago, talking about how amazing it would be to win the Super Bowl and then go to Disney World.
I couldn't even imagine how it feels to be here. I mean, I thought I could when I sent the tweet out, but to be here with all Chiefs Kingdom behind me and be a Super Bowl champion, it's amazing.
Many, if not all, schools in Kansas City have been canceled because of the parade. For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.